Hi, my name is Liam Olson, and today I'm going to be talking about my type focus reflection results, which I took back in July. Okay, so the first part is to do with your personality, for which I got I for introversion, N for intuition, T for thinking, and P for perceiving, the first two of which were very clear, and the last two of which were only somewhat clear. So the first sentence about INTPs is that they love to solve problems and they love theoretical problems, which is absolutely true for me. I preoccupy most of my spare time with philosophy or political philosophy. So these theoretical ideas, I really do appeal to me, and that I think it's right on the mark for that. Type focus got that right in the money. It is also true that I occasionally do like to challenge existing expert opinion, because that's the way I find that you grow and you learn, by bringing in new ideas and trying to shake up what they've, for decades often, have held as the truth, and getting some feedback, or occasionally some hostile feedback, which I got the other day, because again, this was seen as rebellion, which is, I think, listed in, the fourth sentence. When I was really just trying to better my understanding of this teacher and the way he marked. Now, again, that occasional rebellion and sometimes disinterest that will happen in courses that are not really my favorite will translate into more lackluster results, as we are currently seeing in Planning 10. that's about all I have to say there. As far as the second paragraph goes, I do like find creative solutions to complex analyses. That is why, in my personal perspective, I am not such a fan of the sciences and math, which is where I really do disconnect from the second part, because to me, creativity and the sciences, generally speaking, are not synonyms. Generally speaking, they are quite separate from each other. So when it then goes off and says, when type focus goes off and says that INTPs often like pure science or applied science, those are my least favorite subjects. So there it's, it's talking about a different person. I'm either an outlier or it's calibrated for a real introvert, which I also have some trouble accepting, because I've actually started several clubs in the school and I often talk to people, all the time. So, and I enjoy it. That's just the real indication of whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert. So, again, maybe a little off the mark there. I do like my own company, but I also like the company of others. I like it both ways. As far as careers go, the only one I can agree with is the very, very, very last suggestion, which is law. And perhaps because that is a little bit more, I would argue, concrete. The rest, they're all pretty concrete, and that is one of them that I would perhaps consider. That's about it. Thanks for listening. Tune in for part 2.